Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes, chosen to honor our confirmands. The hymns, "I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry," and "Great Is Your Faithfulness," speak of the comfort of constant support and love from both God and from all of us. The next piece of music you will hear is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." This hymn, which is traditionally featured on Reformation Sunday, is included in today's service three times. First, as a piano prelude by Anne Krentz organ, second, as the opening hymn, and finally, as the postlude, an organ setting by Walter Pelz. Today's anthem is "I Shall See," a paraphrase of Psalm 27, set for choir by Michael John Trotta. Be sure to check our Facebook page to see the video version of this moving piece, sung by the St. John's Chancel Choir. The hymn after the sermon is "God, When I Came Into This Life," which is set to the familiar tune, "Land of Rest." Finally, the communion music is a piano setting of "Jesu, Jesu, Fill Us With Your Love." This Ghanaian folk song is set to piano by the same composer of today's prelude, Anne Krentz organ.
Thank you. As we prepare to enter into this time of worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Let me also remind you that we will be celebrating the Sacrament of Communion in the midst of worship today. If you would like to participate, we encourage you to make sure that you have bread and wine or grape juice within reach so that you will be ready when we get to that point. Also, two important announcements. We are in the midst of our Covenant Commitment Campaign for 2021, focusing on our theme of journeying in faith through thick and thin. If you have not yet had an opportunity to fill out your Covenant Campaign form, or if you can't find it, we encourage you to take a few moments to track that down or to call the church office and ask for a copy so that you might fill it out and return it to the church during the week or drop it in the mail so that we might celebrate together on Stewardship Sunday, November 8th. And finally, a reminder that we are in the process of putting together our St. John's 2021 calendar, complete with a multitude of wonderful photos and all sorts of important information. If you would like to sponsor a month in the calendar, we need to know that real soon because the deadline for sponsorship is November 1st, just a week away. It is $100 to sponsor a month, and all you need to do is call the church office, let Lisa know which month. There are still some months available, although several have already been claimed, so don't wait. And now I encourage you to join with me in taking a deep breath. As we breathe in God's Spirit and presence wherever we may be, as we breathe out whatever is weighing heavy on our hearts and minds right now, whatever is apt to distract us or cause us to lose our focus, let us breathe those things out as we anticipate God's presence among us and as we reflect now on our theme for the day, which happens to be the compassionate life. For a multitude of reasons, compassion is one of my very favorite words, not only because of what it means, but because it is an essential quality to be possessed by those of us who would be followers of Christ. To have compassion literally means to feel or suffer with someone who is hurting, and not just feel with them, but have an intent, a plan to do whatever possible to alleviate that suffering. On three different occasions in the Gospel of Matthew, the word compassion is used very specifically to describe Jesus' response to those around him. It was his compassion that prompted him to feed a crowd of over 5,000 hungry people. It was his compassion that prompted him to heal two men who were blind. And it was his compassion that caused him to send out his disciples to heal and encourage those who he perceived to be harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. As persons who have been called to be imitators of Christ, compassion must characterize our way of being in the world. In fact, it must be our default response when we encounter those in need. Compassion goes way beyond feeling sorry for others and almost always demonstrates itself best in actions. May we have both the desire and the courage we will need to truly be a compassionate people, starting now as we worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession. Words for the prayer may be found on our website and Facebook pages. If you don't have them handy, please join with us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, while few of us would disagree with the assertion that compassion is a good quality to possess, if we were honest with ourselves and each other, we would have to admit that demonstrating compassion is not always the way we respond when encountering those who are hurting. Far too often we have concluded their pain is of their own doing, or they have gotten what they deserve, or it is someone else's turn to care because we have done our fair share. Forgive us, merciful God, and help us to remember that were it not for the compassion of your Son, Jesus, we would all be up a creek without a paddle. Embracing the compassion you have heaped upon us, may we share it freely with others every chance we get. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thankfully, we are not up the creek without a paddle because we have within reach the wonderful gift of forgiveness. When we confess our sins, God is faithful, just. God forgives us and cleanses us from all that is not right. Don't ever take that gift for granted. Make it a part of your life. Live as though it made a difference, and share it freely with others. Amen.